morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. One more day, you and I, we're here together for some MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. We're taking the time to think about our lives, our actions, and evaluating, hey, are we getting closer to those goals, those achievements, those accomplishments, those feelings, emotions that we say that we want? Taking the time every single day to think about it. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me, allowing me to come into your life and poke and prod. Hey, is today one of those days that you're excited to be here? You know that, hey, I can't wait to hear what Skip has to say. I get so much, you know, power and motivation, stimulate so much great thought. Can't wait to listen to him today. Or is it one of those days where, you know, this is, don't feel like it. Don't feel like pushing myself the extra mile today. But it's for the greater good. This is one of those times where I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to discipline myself through it. On a scale from 1 to 10, how eager are you to be with me here today? Just something for you to think about. I'm always encouraging you to think about what mental state are you in. It's so important to, you know, what you absorb, what you get out of the things that I have to say, how I poke and prod, how I stimulate thought, how I randomly put out some of my experiences and the experiences from other people in an effort to help you in your journey, even though I don't know where you are in your journey. So the question is, right now, what state are you in that this is going to be the day I'm going to say something that's just going to break through? You're just living in that state of anticipation. Give me a number from 1 to 10. You don't have to be exact. You don't have to put all these qualifying factors on it. Just whatever comes through your gut. And if you're one of those analytical people, well, what are the factors that I should consider as I come up with this number? Don't worry about that. Just say whatever comes to mind. On whatever factors you want to throw out, just throw out a number. And I always, because it's so important, your mental state, it's always, I believe it's important for you to always have some type of awareness of where you are in that process. Because just being aware, sometimes you could do things. You can say, well, that's not the state I need to be in, or I'm not willing to accept being in that state of mind. And you could do things. You could, just by being aware, you can reevaluate if that's where you need to be right now in your bigger picture. Do you need to do something to kick yourself in the butt? But it starts with that, you know, awareness. And I don't expect you to be at a level 10 all the time. That would be nice, right? That would be nice. I'm not at a 10 all the time when, you know, I'm feeding my mind with powerful information that I know can help me. Just last night, I was not in the mood after a long day. I listened to this course. It's a course I invested in, and every single day they give you something to listen to. It's only 3 or 4 or 5 minutes in the morning, at night. It's a great program that's put together, you know. And I would say most of the time I'm just so willing to hear it. Even if I've heard the same information before in a different way, shape, or form, you know, I'm normally really excited. I just wasn't into it. I might have mentioned that on a few podcasts ago where I tuned in to a source, a mentor. I just wasn't into it. So I don't expect you to be into it all the time, but just be aware of it. And what's the greater good? What's the greater good? This is one of those times that you're especially challenged to listen to this powerful information, and you're doing it anyway. I really congratulate you for having that discipline and getting yourself to do it. It's like going to the gym. There's a lot of times where you may not feel like it, certainly not at a level 10. And you get yourself moving, you get yourself taking action, you get yourself to the gym, and you think, well, this isn't going to be a good workout, but at least I'm here. Then you start going, and hey, this isn't so bad. By the end of it, sometimes it's not a level 10 amazing, outstanding workout, the best one ever, but it's not nearly as bad as when you were sitting at home and fighting to even go, right? And you build confidence. You build a reference of success to know what to do next time, even though you probably need a reminder of that next time. That's mental toughness conditioning, pushing yourself past what you normally would want to do, your regular set point. Some of our set points are a lot better than others, but we all can chip away on improving that set point, that natural place where we tend to go, no matter how productive we are. We can all work on getting that set point a little bit higher through this mental toughness conditioning, building up those references of doing those things that we know we should do, whether or not we feel like it or not. And then once we get ourselves to do something we didn't necessarily feel like, is checking our mental and emotional state and cranking it up. So at the end, we just didn't show up, which is better than, you know, what you were thinking about doing. You definitely showed up. But we don't just show up. We manage our emotional state, our mental state, and we get even more out of it than just showing up. So where are you right now? What can you do to take it to the next level? Again, thank you so much for coming to this resource, allowing me to come into your life, putting your faith and trust in me. I will not let you down. I'm constantly looking for strategies and distinctions in some way, shape, or form that can help you. Sometimes I feel brilliant. Oh, I can't wait until I pass along this life lesson. Like I've said, life is always teaching us lessons. The only question is, are we paying attention to those lessons? And then once we take them in, how much do we kick ourselves in the butt to follow through with that lesson that we learned? I'm learning them all the time. I'm so thankful to my one-on-one coaching clients, because as I put so much of my heart and soul with them every single week to help them break through the challenges that are standing in the way of the goals that I've helped them take the time to reevaluate, to commit to testify to, and remind them every single week where they're going. Because sometimes you get into that normal set point that takes you away from all those things that you say that you want. I'm there to remind them, to keep them on track. I remind them of who they are, what they're all about, and work through those challenges that they know that are standing in their way. Help them come up with suggestions, stimulate thought, looking at their situation. A lot of times when they think about their challenge, they don't tuck them away. They bring them out to the open. They talk about them. They have to organize their thoughts. Sometimes just the act of doing that makes them a lot more approachable, those problems. They make overcoming them a lot more of a reality just because they brought them to the surface. So sometimes just going through that process and continually focusing on them and not tucking them away and saying, well, that's no so bad, or, you know, I'll get to that later. In addition to that, there are some challenges that sometimes we don't even realize that are in our way. We're going through the process. We're making our goals. We're making plans. We're evaluating the situation. There's some challenges that sometimes you need the help of a coach or a friend to help you identify those. Sometimes those are the things you don't even really understand how much they're getting in your way. So if you don't really appreciate that challenge, how are you going to take the steps to work on them? And sometimes I bring those out. But I learned so many lessons with all the effort that I put out. I learned so many lessons by stretching myself to show up every single morning. This Morning Connection podcast, here we are at Morning Connection podcast number 174, of what I can pass along. It really stretches me. It really makes me step up my game and makes me notice so many things about my life as I'm helping you, as I'm helping my one-on-one coaching clients through the intense phone calls that we do for half an hour every week, about collecting my thoughts of showing up. And, you know, I was talking with a gentleman yesterday who, you know, he's looking for those breakthroughs. We're all looking for that next level, what we have to do to succeed, putting a plan together of what we need to do. And then we have to develop that confidence. And, you know, I was mentioning my nephew, Ronnie, who's going through this journey. He's really taking the time to focus and stepping up on working with me, both inside of the gym, working on his body, but also working on his mind, his man formation, to build more confidence. He really wants to stretch himself and become even a better version of himself. He's a great guy, a lot of great things going on in his life. He wants to stretch himself, push himself, and get my help to in an intense 17-week period, even demand more of himself, stretch himself mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, in every way, in an effort to really become even more. And every time we want more, it takes a new level of confidence. It doesn't matter how confident we are. To break through another level, we all need more confidence. I need more confidence to achieve my huge goals, right? So we all need more confidence. So you don't have to be some guy with your head down with terrible body language, kicking pebbles, and feel life is kicking you in the butt to say, hey, I need more confidence. We all could use more confidence. So I was talking to a gentleman who needed more confidence. I was helping him identify what would he can identify that he needs more confidence. And so, you know, I'm stimulating questions. Well, what do you think that you need to do? What would have to happen in your life? If I could, you know, throw some magic dust all over you, or if I was a fairy and I just touched you with a magic wand, right? I had all these magical powers. What would you need to do, all right, to have more confidence in your life, in your situation, in your challenges? What do you think you need to do? Many times, and that's something for you to think about, what do you need to do to feel better, to feel more accomplished, to solve your challenges, to accomplish your goals? What are the things that you need to do? What would you need to do? So, let's put it in the short term, in 6 months to a year. What do you think you need to do? See, I really believe many of us can come up with a list of things that we need to do, or what would have to happen. If this happened, if this happened, and this happened, I would have more confidence. I believe if I did this, if I did this, and I did this, I would be closer to my goals, or get the new job, start my business, get my body in shape, have a more close and connected relationship. Sometimes we don't really think about that, so sometimes it's just great to have somebody push us to think about it on a consistent basis. The more and more we think about something, the closer we're going to come to finding the right set of solutions, you know. And a lot of times, you know, just identifying what we want and coming up with solutions, you know how it is. It's something I talk about all the time. It's normal. Successful people just like you, confident people just like you, and above you, the people you admire who seem to be a lot more successful, who seem to be more confident, you know, they've come up with a list of 100 solutions that if they did this, this, and this, they would get to the next level in their life. What you need to understand, and I always try to push and emphasize this to you, every solution that they come up with to solve their challenges, they don't work out. And they certainly do not work out to the level that they had hoped, meaning that, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this. I mean, some of them work out on a scale from 1 to 10, a 10, but the vast, vast majority are far less than a 10. Sometimes there are 2, sometimes there are 5, but they just dust themselves off and come up with another solution and another solution and another solution. And the culmination, when everything's added up, a couple tens, a couple twos, a couple fives, they learn from all the lessons that works and doesn't work, and they're just gritty as hell to keep on trying different things. That's the difference between you and that person who you admire, who seems so successful, so happy, so confident. They're just gritty. They just come up with more and more and more. They have, I would say, again, it may not appear that way, even when you talk to them. They don't tell you about their pains and their challenges or all their defeats. And sometimes they do that, but their body language or the way they're saying it, there's no stress in their voice, like you have stress in your voice right now. Their face is relaxed. Their body language is relaxed because they made it over to the other side. And so they're telling you about all their challenges and all the stress, right? But the accompanying body language doesn't show you that stress. It doesn't show you that pain that you're going through. So you discount that they really had a challenge. That's just because they made it to the other side. But I'm here to tell you, they had the same challenges as you. They just were gritty. They just kept on pushing, kept on challenging themselves, kept on pulling themselves up. So when they got kicked in the butt, kicked in the teeth, got knocked down more than you, and they got up more times than you have at this point, and they've done it for a longer period of time, and they developed this MTC, this mental toughness conditioning. That's the difference. Not that I can't come up with a plan, or maybe I'm not good enough, right? I don't believe that their success rate, the solutions that they've come up with, the percentage is a lot higher than you. I really believe they've just tried more things in a shorter period of time, and they kept on. They didn't see success or setbacks the way you may be seeing it now. They just said, okay, time to go to the next one, time to go to the next one, time to go to the next one. Just something for you to think about. So even coming up with that list, you know, my experience personally, my experience helping a lot of people, coming up with a list of the things that you believe you need to do to get yourself to the next level. See, sometimes I don't think that's a challenge for most people. I don't. Whether it's those things are actually going to work out, whether or not we have fear. Oh, you know, man, I tried four things and I'm disappointed all the time. And whether that's a conscious fear or something that's hiding in the shadows, it prevents us from coming up a list and actually doing something about it. But I really think that there's enough reference of success, whether we're looking on social media, we're talking to friends, we can come up with a list of the things that we think we should do to get from point A to point B, where you are right now to where you want to go. Now, again, those things that you come up with to do on that list, will those produce the results that you want? That's another thing. Will they produce the results you want at the level that you want? Will it be as easy as you want? You know, those will be as expensive. Will it come as quickly? I mean, that's the whole challenge of this game. That's the crux of this game, is how you can manage everything that once you get started on this journey, you know, that's the crux of all this, how much mental toughness that you have to keep on keeping on. But we can come up with that list, I think. I'm sure that, okay, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go in life? Where do you want to be? All right, give me 10 things that if you did on, just say, a weekly basis, not on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, what are 10 things? Come up with a list. I think that people can, they may not be 100% certain that that's going to help them to get there, but they can come up with a list. And if I said, well, tell me 5 things that you believe you need to do every single day in addition to those 10 things that you can do every week, what can you just tell me? And it could be, I don't know, slapping yourself in the mirror and looking in the mirror and saying, I can do this. Listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day. Could be, I don't know, going to the gym. Whatever it is, I believe that you can come up with a list of 10 things that you need to do every single week if you are truly committed to reaching your goals. I believe you can come up with 5 more things that if you did on a daily basis, they would help you get from where you are right now, point A, to where you want to go, point B. All right? Again, whether or not those pay off at the level that you want, as quickly as you want, that's another thing. But you can come up with a list. Here's the real challenge, and something I want you to think about is, what are the things that you are not willing to do? Your values, your personality, your preferences. How much do you think about all the things you are not willing to do? Nope, I will not do that to reach my goals. And I'm not necessarily talking about things like morality, right? I will not rob a bank to make enough money to reach my goals, right? I'm not asking you to challenge your morality, all right, or break, establish rules that could really get you in trouble. All right, those things are some things that may or may not be real rules. We've talked about it, but let's stay away from the morality issues, all right, because we don't even need to go there. We don't even know to go there what's ethical or whatever. Let's just talk about the things that you could do, you just don't want to do it. All right? This is taking this whole concept of taking yourself to the next level, it's taking it at a whole different angle. Because we just focus on the things that you know you should do and getting yourself to do it. But there are some things that you just aren't willing to do, right? If you're not working right now, are you willing to get a job at a fast food restaurant? Are you above all that? Or do you just not want to waste your time because you're better than that? And you'll wait and wait and wait until you get a better opportunity. We don't even have to even use the example at a fast food restaurant, just a job that isn't your ideal job. On a scale from 1 to 10, you know you need to work. You need to bring more money into your family right now. You've got these big goals, and a job that to satisfy those needs, those wants, those desires that you have, right, as far as what it will pay you and how much you would enjoy it, right? It's a 4 or 5 at best. You don't like it, and it doesn't bring in a lot of money. So that's just totally off the table. You will not do that. You'd rather be unemployed. You'd rather wait. You'd rather not provide even the money that that could bring in. Or the, how about the pride? Or how about it can get the ball in motion? Hell, maybe if you took that job that you really don't want to take, that doesn't pay enough, maybe getting dressed to go to that and having to look at yourself in the mirror all the time and sit through that for weeks, maybe that'll give you the pain that you need and the drive and the motivation to finally get your butt in gear and use all that talent and those resources and that potential that have. Maybe that pain will get you to actually use it that you know you have inside, and you think you're doing everything to bring it out. Maybe that pain of going to a job that's so beneath you, right, whatever that means to you, maybe that's the thing getting in motion, all right, but something that's just off the table. You just won't do it. You'd rather sit and wait or come up with something else in that meantime. And maybe you have it all rationalized to yourself. You know, maybe, well, you know what? That's not an effective and efficient use of my time. I don't want to waste my time going in that direction, because if I just wait a couple more weeks, I'll find a better solution, right? That may or may not be true, and I'm not here to judge that. I just want you to think about all the things that you would not do, all right? So let's take, you know, I'll use myself because, you know, I go through this all the time. I think we all go through this, no matter what our situation, no matter what level we're at now, and we want to go to a higher level. You know, see, for me, you know, when I was a competitive bodybuilder, I mean, I did a lot of traveling, all right? And, you know, looking back, the traveling that I did, it was part of my business. What it yielded as far as productivity, actually dollars, really wasn't as productive as it may have appeared. But that wasn't important to me. I wasn't, you know, sometimes you don't just get paid in money. Sometimes you get paid in accomplishment, an achievement, an adventure, and the you know, really the privilege or the honor that someone wants to hire you for an appearance in another city to show up at, you know, their particular event. Hell, I can remember one time someone, I just won this big national championship, and there was a promoter for a contest, and he said, look, I always get the winner of this Team Universe contest to be my guest poser. And he got me right. I was off stage. I mean, at that time, I had never worked for anything as hard. I mean, the comeback, I mean, that victory was so sweet. He got me right at the right time. I'll do it. How much does it cost? I mean, I don't even care what you're paying, right? I'll do it. I had worked so hard for that championship, right? But really, the terms are, you know, he paid a very, very, very modest, you know, fee, but I'm the one who agreed to it, and he didn't pay for airfare, right? And so, you know, working so hard for that contest, and I talk about this, left so many other holes in my life, right, that, man, I went back to my real life and reality and tried to put that together. So I wasn't organized back in that day. I mean, I bought my ticket for this fight, for this commitment that I made, you know, the ticket cost me a lot of money because I didn't, at that time, I don't even know if I knew how to get the best airfares. I probably waited too long or whatever. I think I was in the hole with my airfare because I live in California, it was in New Jersey, right? So I was so caught up in the thrill of, you know, being the guest poser on this poster and everything, right? I was willing to travel. I was willing to do all those things. I mean, I lost money. Then, and this gentleman's a Facebook friend of mine, is that he invited me in New York to go to his elementary school and show up there and say, well, okay, well, I'll just add this to the trip. And, you know, he paid me a fee that was modest. Again, it wasn't the school district did it, but it wasn't because it wasn't for the money. And so I tagged this trip along on top of the New Jersey trip, and then I came back on Monday or Tuesday. Let me just tell you something. I lost my ass on that trip, right? Anyway, what I'm saying is I've done a lot of traveling around the country, around the world. Then right afterwards, right after my bodybuilding career, I went on the road with a motivational speaker learning that business, hustling, and I was gone all the time. You know, at this point in my life, and all that, you know, to me, that was a lot of sacrifice. You know, I appreciate all the people I met, all the travel and all the adventure. And I know some of you who haven't done a lot of traveling, that seems very glamorous. And tell you, before I started doing that as a bodybuilder, all that travel seemed glamorous to me as well. So, but at this point, you know, for what I produce, I need less of the pats on the back or the adventure, and I need real cold hard cash. That's what I want now, if that makes sense to you. So what I am willing to do and what I am not willing to do, it has a different criteria now, what I need to do for it to be worth my time. And so travel is something that I don't have in the plan. Being away from my wife and my family, I did many, many, many years of that loneliness. I mean, I don't see travel as a way. How about this? I'll do everything I can from the home, the internet. That's why, you know, I'm here 6 days a week. That's why I'm so posted. I have this internet presence because I still want to reach my goals. It's just, what am I willing to do and not willing to do? And travel is one of those things that I'm not willing to do as much. But so there I am. I am identifying what I'm not willing to. But the truth of the matter is, what do I do for a living? My supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition. All right, what do I do? I coach people like you, taking their life to the next level. All right, so, you know, those type of things I need to reevaluate, and that's what I've been doing lately. You know, I've got this trip plan that I'm sitting here. I'm going, should I go? Should I not go? I mean, it's a meeting. It's a conference. And it's like, you know, you show up for this Morning Connection podcast. I tell you, it's one distinction, one strategy, one new way of looking at the challenges that are in front of you. Sometimes it's just one distinction, one strategy that can take your life and your thinking to a whole new level. And so I know that too. And I know that in a traveling, in a trip, that, you know, when I think about it, it brings pain to me. It brings inconvenience. But the thing about it is I can learn that one strategy, that one connection, that one potential business partner, that one just, you know, it's one thing people see my presence over the internet. It's another thing I shake their hand. I use all those man-formation skills that you and I talk about all the time. And they actually see you in flesh and blood. Then when it's time to place Mass Machine Nutrition in their store or they're a distributor or a wholesaler or whatever it is, it becomes more real. And I intellectually know that. When, you know, you see my presence, we talk and you say, Skip, I listened to your podcast. Man, that one-on-one coaching sounds like something that can really help me. I mean, me talking to you in person. See, I intellectually know why I need to do this. But at the same time, I've got these other values, these things to do. And how can I still reach my goals and not do what I don't want to do, right? Right. And that's just a typical example in my bodybuilding career, you know. I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to win contests, but I did not want to take steroids. See, I don't know. I never questioned that. I found a way to make it work on my terms. So I'm always looking for ways to make it on my terms. Now, I'll tell you this. I look at bodybuilders now, the professionals, who may or may not be using steroids. Let's just put it that way. And now through social media, I'm going, wow, these guys are achieving tremendous success. They're all over the world. They have all these fans. They have all this internet presence. See, I'm kind of glad in a way that the internet wasn't the way it was and all the social media, because I never realized, you know, how much money those top pros were making. I saw it as, well, they're not making much more than me. I know some of them were, You know, and I didn't see all the opportunities and everything like that. Well, hell, now you see these guys. I mean, man, they're making a worldwide impact. It's, to me, it looks a little glamorous, traveling all over the world. See, I couldn't see all that before. I don't know if it existed. It helped me make my decision. Well, I'm not going to take steroids to achieve success. And even the success that I achieved, I knew it wasn't comparing to some of the top guys who may or may not have been taking steroids, but I was okay with it. You know, like I said, the gap is just ginormous now, right? I didn't perceive it as being ginormous back then. Kind of glad that I didn't. Not because that would have made me decide to take steroids, but it may have made my journey a little bit more frustrating. So the guys nowadays, that influence of what's on the other side, I think that might be more of a challenge to people. Like I said, all that success, all that financial success that I see them enjoying, I wasn't aware of that. So, you know, I wasn't willing to do that. I was okay with that. All right. So I just used a couple of examples. You know, we come up with a list of the things that we know we need to do or we think we need to do, whether they work out or not, whether productive or not. But what about all those things that you, I want you to come up with a list that you're above, all right, that you're not willing to do. My guess is there's some things that you may need to reevaluate if you are truly committed to reaching your goals. The whole travel thing, I'm really evaluating that. You know, I think that it's noble of me to try to find a way to keep on working towards a way, like I'm showing up on the internet to achieve those ambitious goals that I want. I'm chipping away. Thanks for your support. Can I put that into overdrive if I were to compromise a little and make it work? Be more willing to do some of those things that I'm not looking forward to. You know, if you're not working right now and your goal is, I don't know, to make $1 million a year, you need to get working. You need to take that job that you're not willing to do. You need to reconsider that. You need to get in motion. I was sharing a story with a gentleman who we were talking about this specific matter, and I talked to him about, you know, I had just won this gigantic contest. And again, I tell you, sometimes all that dedication that I put into that effort of winning a contest, all that effort, it just left the rest of my life. Financially, I didn't focus on it. Interpersonal relationships, I didn't put the focus on them. That's what helped me become a champion and so successful in one area, and it really created holes in other areas. And so, you know, I had to go back to regular life and dig myself out of holes. And I said, man, I got to do. I was thinking all the things that I wasn't willing to do. Well, at that time, I had just quit my grocery store job. All right, developed the courage to break out of that. You know, it was a safe, secure job. You know, back at that time, I was getting paid $75,000 a year. It wasn't like it was nothing. I had benefits and security, and I had worked many years to get to that position of that manager. And now I gave it up to go for bigger dreams. Took a lot of courage, took a lot of time, took a lot of all this MTC to develop that courage. And now it's just not even 2 years later, and here I am going, oh, man. You know, I was used to a certain level of stability and comfort, and that was kind of slipping away. As if you're an entrepreneur, you know what I'm talking about. You go through those times. And I remember driving down this dark street going, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? God, what am I? Well, I got to get myself, turn the situation around. And I was looking at this grocery store. It was a Safeway grocery store on this really dark street. And I was coming up with what solutions. Just, you know, and what am I willing to do? What am I not willing to do? And I said, well, wow, I can work at this grocery store. Maybe I can, you know, work there at night. And I'll tell you, you know, the reason why I said work there at night, the obvious thing was because I can do all the writing and all my bodybuilding and all those things during the day. This was like 15 years ago, all right? And I could do that during the day. And if I got the night shift, like stocking at night, right, I can, you know, do both, right? And I'm thinking, oh, God, that is such a step backwards. I think at that time, I was on a Tony Robbins infomercial as a example of success. And it talked about me going from quitting my job as a grocery store worker to become this national champion. That commercial was probably running while I'm looking at this grocery store thinking, well, maybe I can work there at night. You know, the truth of the matter is, you know why I wanted to work there at night? Is because I didn't want people to see me working in a grocery store. Aren't you that national champion bodybuilder that I read about in the magazines? Aren't you the guy on the Tony Robbins infomercial? I thought you said you quit this job. I thought, you know, I mean, you talk about pride and do, I was thinking about at least willing to do what, you know, I didn't want to do. What I was, I just remember, I could see myself right now on this dark street looking at that Safeway thinking that. That was pain. That was pain. What I shared with this gentleman is I figured out a different way that was sitting on my computer. And, you know, long story short, you know, I posted a whole bunch of information on the internet that a lot of people followed around the world. And I had somebody call me and say, hey, you know, back in those days, the internet wasn't as easy to print out things. And he said, hey, I'm sure you have all that information that you posted over that journey. It was me posting my journey towards the Mr. Universe contest. And he said, I'm sure that you have that on a Word file somewhere. You know, can you just send me the Word file? I'll pay you for it. Now, at that time, too, there wasn't all this credit card set up and secure online shopping or anything like that. You would have to get their credit card through an email or something. That's how long ago this was, right? But he gave me a great idea. I go, hey, and I had parts of it on a Word file. Some of it I had to take off the internet. I had to put in a Word file, get to work, reforming it. The point of the matter is I had that ability. I had that potential. I had that money-making potential. It was a gentleman. He was a chiropractor from Connecticut. I thank him for asking me for that because I turned it into a product. I turned it into a product that I made $70 profit a unit, and it's something I could print one at a time. But here's the thing about it is that it didn't just go from that and then, boom, I sold that. I had to do all that work. And then guess what? Back in those days, laser printers cost like $1,200. And my right when I said, oh, I could put this plan together, like you're going to put a plan together, and it's not going to work out exactly the way that you want it to. And my printer broke, and I didn't have the money for a printer, right? Those printers cost like $1,200 back then, right? Technology has really changed that nowadays. And I just remember going to the Office Max, and I bought a printer that was a closeout model, or, you know, it had the box only or whatever, but it was a laser printer because I wanted to print out high quality. And I think that I used my Office Max credit card or whatever at that time, and it was cost me $800, $900 of money I didn't have, right? And so I charged that printer, that reduced price laser printer. Well, so again, so you just come up with an idea. Oh, wow, this is going to work. You come up with the optimism, you put to work, and you're going to have challenges in the way. That's what I'm telling you. Everybody has these challenges. I hope as I'm telling you this story, you're not saying, well, wow, look at you now, Skip. I'm telling you, I have and I continue to have the same challenge as you. It's what I do about it, how I exploit the opportunities, how I ask myself what I'm willing to do, what I'm not willing to do, and the answers I come up with, right? Anyway, that turned into a product, again, $70 profit. My cost was very slight on it. It provided tremendous value, and people bought it all over the world. And I don't know, I was selling like 20 of them a week, right, immediately, right? That one small strategy just turned everything around and fast. And it was a tremendous value for other people. It was a total win-win situation. Sometimes you're going to come up with those situations that are a win-win, that do, on a scale from 1 to 10, they do produce at a 12 than what you expected. Don't expect that to happen all the time, but sometimes you will. The point of the matter is I probably had the pain, and then I became resourceful. That phone call meant something to me. It stimulated an idea because of the pain that I was in. Probably just a couple nights before, I was looking at that grocery store and thinking about, you know, I don't want to do this, but I'm willing to do it to change my situation. And, you know, I'm not a big Bible guy, but I know that there's some saying that, you know, when you are willing, when God will challenge you to do the things that you don't want to do, and when you accept that, then he will spare you or something like that. Maybe if you're a Bible guy, But I know there's some type of saying like that. And that's the way I look at that. Because I was willing to do something that was, to me, was so beneath me. It would so hurt me, you know, that so taking a step backwards. Because I was willing to take the job that I didn't want to, right? I reevaluated what I would and wouldn't do. It caused that pain, that impotence, that for me to find a way. And that potential, that talent, that ability to change my, it was sitting on my computer all the time. It was sitting there. I had already done the work. I just needed to manage. I had to be creative enough. I had to be resourceful enough to use that information that was always there. I am telling you, that pain that I was willing to go through is what stimulated it to find a way. So the point of this podcast today is, let's, you know, okay, keep on coming up with those lists of those things that you need to do. But what are those things that you're not willing to do? Bring them out into the open, and do those need to be reevaluated? I mean, there are some things that it's not just an action. Maybe it's your pride. You know, maybe you get suggestions from people who have your best interests, but you have this pride. You don't want to look stupid. You take it personally, where you know they just want to help you, and you know you're not getting it right. And maybe you need to don't put the pressure on them to say in a way that's so palatable. Maybe you need to toughen up and know what's in their heart and be willing to be flexible, to be moldable, to put the pressure on you to hear what they're saying as palatable, to change your situation and not put the pressure on them. Maybe you need to, what I'm willing to do is be moldable clay, moldable talent as a mentor. I say, I need to be mentally and emotionally flexible. I need to not be so stuck on who I used to be. Maybe, you know, I need to look for the good in that situation. Maybe I need to stop being so sensitive. Maybe that's something you should be willing to do that you need to identify that you're not willing to do right now. I don't know what that is for you, but come up with a list of those things that maybe you don't think about, what you're not willing to do, and really think about if those need to be reevaluated. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when life seemed like it was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and think about that gigantic, emotion-filled achievement, accomplishment, experience, some type of option in life that you really want that's going to take months, if not years, of you stepping up with this MTC, willing to do the things that maybe right now you're not willing to do. Who knows? Maybe you'll get spared once you come to terms with that and you allow yourself to really ask yourself exactly how committed are you to get to the other side. All right. What are those results that you're after? And is what you're doing right now really helping you get there? Is it the highest and best use of your time? And again, what are those results that you really want? Hey, thanks for joining me today. Thanks for doing this to yourself. Thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.